From Crown Castle to the Blacker Lookout, 3BA's Big Show. More Ballarat.
Time for the Friday Big Show Entertainment Report from Celebrity Lane, Jaden Forster. Good morning to you, Jaden.
G'day, PT.
How you doing?
Yes, not too bad. Of course, still in lockdown down here in Melbourne, but there's not a lot we can do about it, so you just sort of accept it and move on and hope that it ends sooner rather than later, really.
Absolutely, and I hope you're keeping as active as you possibly can because, Jaden, over the last few weeks I've been talking about becoming inactive and how bad that is for you, especially we're in lockdown. So just keep that activity going and as much as you can and keep your mental health in the best shape it possibly can. And I'm sure with keeping touch on all things entertainment, that keeps you plenty active, doesn't it?
It does indeed. There's always something going on in the world of showbiz. Just because we're in lockdown doesn't mean that I stop dishing out all the latest entertainment news.
Very good. Let's start with one of my favourite movies and a production of that particular movie. Can I play a little piece of the music, Jaden?
You can.
Oh, it just makes me want to go and watch the movie again. But the production has been put off because of COVID.
Yes, that's right. You'll have to wait a little bit longer to see the production of Moulin Rouge here in Australia. It was supposed to open its doors in Melbourne tonight, of course, at the Regent Theatre. But unfortunately, due to the current lockdown situation, they've had to push that back. They've cancelled a string of shows from today right through until the end of August, and they're offering refunds to anybody who had purchased tickets to that particular show. If you were the producers of this, you'd be really, really disappointed that it's played out the way it has, because they did absolutely everything they could to make it work. They had some cast members in Sydney, and they got them out right before the start of our last lockdown here in Melbourne, thinking that everything would be okay and the show would go ahead as planned. But obviously things didn't work out the way they wanted them to, and now they've had to make this decision. But the good news is they have vowed that the show will go on. It will open up at a later date. Not exactly sure when that will be. You'd think it'd probably be pretty difficult before Christmas, given that the venue holds sort of more than 1,000 people. But fingers crossed, we'll wait and see what the future holds for Moulin Rouge.
Yeah, he's hoping it opens sooner rather than later. I can't wait to see the stage production of one of my favourite musicals from the big screen. Britney Spears, she's lost her case. I thought she was in with a really good chance.
Yes, well, she's had a sort of a minor setback, I guess you could say, or a major setback if you're her. It was in court again this week, and the judges knocked back her request to move a hearing. Essentially, it was going to be like D-Day listed down for the end of next month. She wanted it moved forward to this month. The judge said that that wasn't going to be taking place, and her legal team also wanted her father immediately removed as her conservator. That was also something that was knocked back this week. So that next hearing will now take place as planned at the end of next month. Obviously, Britney wasn't too pleased with that particular outcome. She hit out at the process and the media for wanting her to post various videos and stuff on her social media. So now she's announced that she'll be taking a break from her socials. And I guess given the ongoing court proceedings, I think that's probably a pretty wise idea.
Yeah, it's a small part of the case, but that case continues her quest to have her father removed from the conservatorship. To wrap up this morning, Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane, Channel 10 is going to put on a special to mark 50 years of a show that a lot of Australia used to sit down and watch, if memory serves me, on a Sunday night, Young Talent Time.
Yes, that's right. Most of the cast actually got back together for this anniversary earlier in the year for an online reunion, and at the time Channel 10, they actually passed on the idea that they didn't want to show this particular TV special that they were recording that went out online. And Channel 10, they did two or three different segments, including a big package with most of the cast while they were filming that on the Studio 10 program. Not sure why you'd go back and revisit it now later in the year, like the moment's almost passed, I think, but They are. They're taking a look behind the curtain. It'll be hosted by Tony Pearon, and Johnny Young, of course, is going to be involved with it, along with some of the other cast. So I suppose at least it's something for people who were fans of the show to take a look at if they didn't get to see that online special or didn't pay for that online special earlier in the year at the time of the big 50th anniversary.
Here's a little talent time fact that had something to do with me many years ago that I'm willing to share right now. I used to go out with a lovely lady eons and eons and eons ago, and one of her cousins happened to be Bevan Adensel.
There you go.
Yes, and we used to love it when we go to Christmas at their place and Mum would make Bevan sing for everyone. And I have my tongue firmly implanted in my cheek when I said that.
That's good.
Love you, Bevan. And I love you too, Jaden Forster. Take care in lockdown, my friend. The Celebrity, the Entertainment Report, back again next Friday. And you have a great week, as best you can anyway, Jaden.
No worries. Thank you, PT.
Here at 3BA, we love Ballarat. We love the scenery, the people and the community. And we want to celebrate those who make Ballarat amazing. The people who give willingly and help make a real difference in society. With 3BA and Harvey Norman's Ballarat